Hello, I'm Pat Travis. You're listening to LA Theater Bites review of Mean Girls the Musical at La Mirada Theater for the Performing Arts in La Mirada, April 10th and May 3rd, 2026. Tina Fey's movie turned musical The Modern Heathers, comical story about a clique of girls and the toxic high school squabblings combined with pop-tinged ballads and attitude for days. Directed by, choreographed by Dana Salamando, this production is stylish and very much true to the source material. It'll have you believing Fetch might actually happen. Mean Girls the Musical is the second iteration of the story, first a successful and popular film in the early 2000s starring Lindsay Lohan and Rachel McAdams, Amanda Seyfried and Harmonic Channel's Darling, Lisa Gilbert, and more, and then a musical with a run on Broadway with plenty of Tony noms to boot that ultimately led to a film version of the musical in 2024. Let's just say this franchise doesn't seem to be letting off any steam as of late. A fish out of water story as Caddy, played by actress Katie Rusch, has recently transferred to public school in America after being homeschooled in Kenya for most of her life. At first, she makes friends with Janice, played by McKenna Michael, and her gay best friend Damien, played by Gavin Lee, but soon finds herself in the view of the popular girl clique, the Plastics, who rule the school through mockery, fashion, and bravado. In a twisted bid to get revenge, Caddy befriends the Plastics, but in the process, will Caddy lose herself? This and more in Mean Girls, the musical. It's a high school dramedy slash musical about growing up, the toxic nature of bullying and cliques. It's not so deep, but it's real and a relatable part of growing up, particularly in the United States. And like good satirical comedies do, it does highlight and make fun of the absurdity of adolescence. This show is loud and proud from its large use of wigs. Do you have wigs? Do you wear wigs? Yes, yes, yes. It's Wigspalooza on that stage, and I'm all for it. Some fabulous wigs from Caitlin Yagan, who did the hair and wigs work on this production, really leaning into the social media online screens aspect of the culture with these large video screens being used throughout the production. It's very stylish and honestly impressive graphics and video visuals from projection designer David Murakami in combination with physical structures from set designer Stephen Gifford. There seems to be a little bit of sparkle in every moment. The pace is excellent. The dance choreography is excellent. And while the vocals are indeed quality, the songs from this show are just not the most memorable ones at the end of the day, but they are definitely well-suited. Few tunes that really definitely stood out for me were Where Do You Belong, funny upbeat tune, where Damien lays down the rules of high school hierarchy. Gavin Lee's performance is so Damien, that's all I can say. It was fantastic. His charisma and hitting those vocals, it was very clean. What's Wrong With Me, nothing is wrong with the song. Sarah Ann Martinez's performance as Gretchen in the standard and the reprise is emotionally dense and passionate. Someone Gets Hurt, performed by Adriana Rose Lyon, who sings a very seductive and entertaining tune that really expresses Regina's mindset of her world. In a nutshell, it's a really creative, modern, and exciting approach to Mean Girls with impressive visuals, dance choreography. While the actual songs in Mean Girls aren't the most memorable, there are some funny, clever songs in the catalog, and these performers really brought it. I give Mean Girls, the musical, a 9 out of 10. It's an exceptional show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.